Well, Gary, I suppose it's been a great season for Milford, and I suppose it even got better last weekend with that big win against Killeavy.
Yeah, at the start of the year, our main target was to win the Intermediate Championship and try and stay in Division 1, and we done that, so going into Ulster then was just a bonus. But after we got over the game against Killeavy, we're really want to push on now, and it's been a really good season so far.
Yeah, because you were kind of heading into the unknown, weren't you, a bit on that one? I know you had a certain amount of information gathered on them, but you never know what the standard in one county to another.
Yeah, like we didn't know much about them, but Danny and Paul really done their homework on them, and we got a lot of information on them. But you still don't really know what they're like because you don't play them.
Yeah.
So we seen bits of their games and we had a lot of information on them, so thank God it paid off.
And tell me, in terms of was it at a higher level again than you'd been playing?
It was really intense. Like, it was the tackling, you really felt the tackling. The ref let a lot go, and it was a quick paced game, so it was.
Yeah. Anyway, I suppose, as we said, you won the Intermediate this year, and I know there was big disappointment last year. That was a big hurt, losing to Burton in that replay. I think you only came in at the latter stage of the Championship last year, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Like, we sat down at the end of the Burt game last year in the change room. It was probably the worst change room we were ever in. But Danny said vital words in that change room, and it really got us back to where we wanted to be this year. I thought that chat that he had with us really pushed us on for the year.
And as we said, it's been a good year for the club, and it's been rewarded for yourself. You're drafted into Declan Bonner's squad. I know it's a development squad at the moment.
Yeah, Declan rung me the Wednesday after we won it, and he asked me to come in and train, and it was really positive talks, and I'm just really thankful to get a chance.
Yeah, and what you're just in doing strength and conditioning at the moment, is it? It's probably pretty light as well, is it, given...
Yeah, well, we're in it doing a bit of strength and conditioning at the minute, so the real work won't really start to maybe December, but I'm really enjoying it at the minute, and it's a nice experience being in there.
Had you played before county underage?
I've never played county before, no, because I had more of a soccer background back then, but I really wanted to give Gaelic a go after that, and thank God I'm starting to get a chance now.
Because you were an Irish international youth player, weren't you? Underage player and trialled in England.
Yeah, I played with Ireland under 15s and 16s and school level, and I had a few trials when I was younger. It was a great experience going over and doing all that.
Remind us who you went to again.
I had a few clubs. I had Southampton, Sunderland, Newcastle, a few teams I got there, and it was really good for us.
And had close to come signing with any of them?
Yeah, I was close to signing with Southampton and Newcastle, but for different reasons, managers changing the whole youth system didn't go through, but it was still a great experience to be over and going through all that.
And you came back and played with Finn Harps then for a couple of years, didn't you?
I came back and played with Finn Harps then for a few years. We won the under-19s league, and then I got into the first team, played a lot of games in there, which was a great experience. And then I got a bad injury to the groin, and I left then and came back, and I started with Gaelic and found my love for Gaelic then and really took off from there.
Because you had played Gaelic as an underage from a very early age.
Yeah, I played Gaelic up until I was under 16s. And then with being involved with Harps in Ireland, I had to make a choice, so I went down that road. But I always really missed the Gaelic, and I was delighted when I did come back and play it again.
Mm-hmm. There's all a hankering there to do it. And obviously it's been a great success, Intermediate Championship, playing up in Division 1 with the top teams. That's an experience too for Milford.
Yeah, it was brilliant. There's a great bunch of lads there, and it's brilliant playing at a high level, especially when you are playing with all your friends.
Yeah, and obviously now... got a taste of Ulster, went away last weekend and defeated the Armagh champions. Back to Armagh again next Sunday.
Yeah, at least we know what the pitch and the surroundings will be like. Hopefully we can put in a good performance again, and please God we'll get the result on the day.
And tell me, Ross Trevor, your opponent, has Danny let you know in on any secrets of them yet?
Yeah, he's got his homework done, but I won't give away too many secrets now in the game plan, but he's everything to a T, so hopefully we can perform. And
And obviously the win over Killeavy is a major boost to confidence, because now, as we mentioned at the outset, you were maybe a little going into the unknown, didn't know the standard, but all of a sudden now you know you're good enough, and you know, to get that win in the championship.
Yeah, we're going in as massive underdogs, and that's the way we like to go in the game, as underdogs, and we know we can compete at it, and please God, if we put the performance together, we'll come out victorious on the day.